USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A monstrous Category 4 Hurricane Michael is close to making landfall in the Florida Panhandle. It's got winds of over 145 miles an hour. The FEMA director just held a briefing.
Right now, FEMA has nearly 3,000 people in the field. That doesn't include all of our federal partners that are there. We're doing everything that we can to pre-position not only incident management teams and disaster medical teams, but also rotary aircraft ready to go to support search and rescue missions. We have search and rescue teams staged to be able to move into Florida and to the areas highly impacted in Florida, but also Georgia as well.
Again, that's FEMA Chief Brock Long. Florida Governor Rick Scott tweeting a short time ago, quote, "The time for evacuating along the coast has come and gone. The storm expected to also bring heavy rains to Georgia, Alabama, and the already waterlogged Carolinas." And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
More now on the approach of Hurricane Michael with its 145-mile-an-hour winds to the Florida Panhandle. Florida's Governor Rick Scott saying he's very disappointed to hear of how many people are trying to ride the storm out, even in evacuation areas.
I'm disappointed if anybody didn't evacuate, but especially any kids that weren't evacuated, because 12 feet, think about this, 12 feet of storm surge. Water's going to come up. It's going to cover your roof. You do not have a chance to survive that. So I'm very concerned.
And Governor Scott tweeting a short time ago that first responders are not going to be coming out to help anyone in the middle of the storm. Inspection records on the limousine involved in last weekend's deadly crash in upstate New York that killed 20 people show that the vehicle had a lot of problems. Just a month before the crash, the limo was cited for faulty brakes, defective tires, and other issues as well. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Pope comparing abortion to hiring a hitman. Pope Francis delivering his weekly address at St. Peter's Square today, telling worshipers, quote, "Getting rid of a human being is like resorting to a contract killer to solve a problem." The pontiff also said parents should not reject sick children. He complained that when parents discover during pregnancy their child may be affected by a disease, they often receive hasty advice to terminate the pregnancy. Brett Kavanaugh joining the other Supreme Court justices for his first day on the job yesterday, and USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
In what could be described as a relaxed atmosphere in court, Kavanaugh asked questions of both sides in an argument over increased prison sentences for repeat offenders. He jumped in with his first question after most of the other justices had spoken. Questions from Kavanaugh and Justice Neil Gorsuch suggested they could vote against the Trump administration and side with the criminal defendant from Florida who's fighting an increase in his sentence from just over 6 years to possibly more than 15 years.
And for some lottery players, it might be a bad news, good news situation. Well, the bad news is nobody won last night's Mega Millions drawing, but there's another chance to strike it rich on Friday as the jackpot's grown to at least $548 million, with the cash option being about $310 million. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.